prohibition that we call Xeris Rashi of passing. So we saw that when it comes to that prohibition, so he mentioned that there is a Ritva who says that if it's done b'shinui, it's going to be mutter. So we ran with one part of Rav Savlovsky Shlita's approach that he suggested that we could understand that shita, that b'shinui is going to be mutter, as based on the following idea. That is, that it seems that the Ritva holds the Isser to be Moshit is an Isser in terms of Chiba. If you do it with a Shinui, so that would be Mistaber. It's not very, very romantic if, you know, when was the last time you saw somebody propose to his wife and giving his wife the engagement ring with his left elbow? In such a case, that would not be the, that would be, the I'm sure Rav Nevin, somebody asked Rav Nevinsal once about whether proposing on one's knee, whether that's mutter or not. So Nevinsal would say that's also a shinui. But at the end of the day, he didn't understand. It was very humorous to give and take about proposing on one's knee. So whatever your definition, you know, the old city's definition of what, how you propose and so on, but clearly, also Nevinsal is very concerned about chashash kedushin when it comes to an engagement ring and so on and so forth. But whatever it would be, but there is, it's clear that if something's done with a shinui, then in such a case there's going to be an issue of no chiba. So in last week's booklet, we had seen that Rav Sabalovsky had suggested that the Ritva was assuming that the issue is an issue of chiba. So first of all, I just want to support Rav Sabalovsky Shlita's Mahalich. If you take a look in the Ritva inside, and then I'll develop it again, crunch it for what a chidush lahalacha that we said last time. Just basically going to repeat what I said last time, just put it into the words of the Ritva, and just repeat how we read the Ramah. The Ritva says that there are those who are machmir, who say as follows. V'acherim pirshu, he says, V'acherim pirshu, the mizigas kos urcha de milsanaket, v'hu adin shar dvarim sha'aso lito mimenu b'mei nidasa. When the Gemara speaks about passing over the kos, it doesn't mean specifically the kos, as in Ksuba Samech Alf, we made reference to previously, but other things are also prohibited to pass. And that's what we saw in the Mechaber. However, what I'm going to bring out is that what the Ritva talks about is a different reason for the Isser versus the Mechaber. He then adds, and this is in parentheses, "Umiwa yidei shinui mutter b'shar dvarim afil b'meini dasa." So this is the only Mekar that I'm aware of that discusses a shinui in Moshit is this Ritva. Mash'enkem mzigas hakos. Mzigas hakos, we saw that the Gemara said even there are certain shinuyim that are us. There's very particular ways, and we'll get to this later on, about how one should be moshit the kos. And you're basically not allowed to be moshit a kos to one's wife, and mzigas hakos as well is going to be usr when it comes to shinui. All of those things are going to be usr. However, if it's moshit that's not kos, but it's other things, then ayidei shinui, it's going to be mutter. Now, Rabosai, let's analyze together. What's the Isser of Mezigas HaKos? What's the Isser of Mezigas HaKos?
Chiba.
That's Chiba. That's clearly Chiba. Oh! So this is a raya to what Rasavolovsky had presented, that he had speculated. It could very well be it's not speculated. It came out of the words of this Ritva, that the Isser of Moshit, in such a case, is going to stem from the Isser of Chiba. Memela, we have a riot his Svara that Al Yidei Shinui is going to be Mutter. That's what will come out from this Ritva. However, based on the above, I want to point out that this is not Lahalacha, that Lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch, and Kuf Tzadi Hei Beis, does not say that that's the Isser of Moshit. In other words, Moshit in theory could fall into two categories. We saw already last week that the Beis Yosef and Eben Ezer in Chafal mentioned some who say it's Asar Atzchiba, but it's Mefurish not that way in the Shulchan Aruch himself, and all of the Rishon, the majority of Rishon and Bali Tosis and others in Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis, let's go where we're up to, Kuf Tzadi Hei Sif Beis, says lo yiga ba filu betzvek tanim velo yoshit miyado liyadoshum davar velo yikab lenu miyado shema yiga biv sara. In Shulchan Aruch, the psak is that it's an Isser of shema yiga. So this is what I was alluding to last week, but we're now sharpening what we had said previously. In Kenim Advarim, then we pointed out we need to emphasize that this Ramah happens to mention Zrika, but Zrika is going to be an entirely different chash. Why did the Ramah put it over there, over here? Because the Ramah said not only is passing Usr, but Zrika as well as Usr. So if Sabalovsky and the Badei HaShulchan assume, and here we were Mefakpek, that the Ramah is just extending this Isser, the Ramah was extending the Isser of Moshe to Zrika as well, and whatever is going to be the reason for the Isser of Moshe is going to be the Isser for Zrika according to the Ramah. And the Ramah says, V'chein ha'idei Zrika miyada liyada o lehefech Usr. That the Ramah says that Zrika is also Usr. So last week we pointed out that if you look in the Shari Dura, we're making a, what's called a classic Brisker Diuk. That if you look in the Shari Dura, you'll see that the Shari Dura doesn't bring down, which is the source from the Mardechi, doesn't bring down this Isra of Zrika in the same context of Moshe. Moshe, he goes like the Shulchan Aruch, the Bali Tosis. Then in the context of being Mozeg and the context of Hoshatas Hakos, so then the Hagos Shari Dura says that there's an Isser of Zrika as well. What is that based on? In other words, a husband and wife in Zchiba will toss things to each other also. Maybe ping pong, Yesh La'ayin. All of those things are might be an expression between husband and wife in Zchiba. So it's what we call in Bris, Svei Dinim. There are two halachos over here. One's the halacha Moshe and Shulchan Aruch, it's also Al Shema Yiga. If the chash is shema yigas, then there's no heter of shinui. Why would there be no heter of shinui? Because it's even more likely you're going to touch if you do it with a shinui, right? It's more likely. So that's the psak in Shulchan Aruch. Then there's another halacha that the mechaber doesn't hold of. That was a chumra in Ashkenaz zrika, and that stems from a separate sin. That stems from the halacha of chiba, and we saw that inside in the Sharei Dura previously. The Badei Shulchan Aruch, Sabalovsky, Shlita, both of them run the two together. Lania's Daiti, if you look up the Makar, it would seem to me, not like these great Talmidei Chachamim, that this has two different Makaros. L'may Nafkamina. So I suggested that it could very well be. Now we can understand the funny placey. And I said it over to Ramila Shlita. He thought also that this would work nicely. The Nafkamina would be the placey. Always sounded strange to me, the placey. What's the placey doing? Placey at the end of Sif Katan Dalit. We saw that the place he has a case in which he says that if the husband throws it to the wife, but he doesn't throw it directly to her, so then in such a case it's mutter. So what's going on? According to the above, it's beautiful. It's not chiba if he throws it errantly to her. So it would be a shinui. According to the above, a shinui would be mutter if the chash is derech chiba. Hence, we saw the crazy placey that if he doesn't throw to her directly, then in such an instance it's going to be mutter. So I just wanted to sharpen and to show you that everything worked. I realized on Friday night it's mamish misameach within the ritva, how the ritva learns. And this is the halachos. Bottom line is, for Svardim, the chash of Moshe is the chash shem yigam v'sara. For Ashkenazim, there also is an Isser Zrika. And we have the heter of the crazy place. Ad kan dvarim hanav.
Does Svardim not have the Isser Zrika at
all? That's what seems to me, that Svardim don't have it. That this is a chumra that started by Poske Ashkenaz, the Binyamin Zev and the Agos Sharidu are both Poske Ashkenaz. And it would seem to me that for Svardim, they would be allowed to throw one from the next Meikur Dedina, according to Psak and Mechaber. I didn't research it in all the details of Poske Svarad, but the simple structure of the Shulchan Aruch, it definitely emerges this way. The next halacha, halacha gimel, where we are up to.
That sounds like chiba, no? Meaning Shulchan Aruch holds of chiba.
Yeah, but there was no mention of Isser Zrika altogether in Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber doesn't mention it. It was a chumra in Ashkenaz. It's to say that it would be Usr, one would need a Makar. One of the Gzeres of Archokos is, and this is a very, very practical one, and we'll spend some time just being Malabin it, is the halacha of eating with one's wife on the same table. The Mechaber says, Lo yochal imal shulchan elim ken yesham shinui sheyesham dover hamafsik bein kara shalo lekara shalo. That Chazal made a Gzeira. This is based on a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara says that Lo Yochal Zav Im Hazava, that a Zav should not eat with a Zava because of Hergel Arveira. We're afraid that they're going to come Lidei Aveira. So this halacha is not only, in other words, the Gemara goes on to say it's not only a Chshasha, one's going to be Matami the next. Even if one's a Zav and one's a Zava, we're afraid of Hergel Aveira. And that, even though the Gemara starts off talking about Tumah V'Tahara, ultimately it's a chash of Hergel, and therefore that was borrowed and applied to our cases as well, where the wife has a Din Zava. We also have those gzeres. Elam ken yesham shinui sheyesham davar masik ben karashallah le karashallah. There needs to be something breaking between a davar hamasik, something that interrupts between his plate and hers. And now notice how the Mechaber says, I find that the poskim don't make enough of a deal sometimes about this, is lechem o kankan, o sheyochal kol echad mimapa shalo. So you need a davar hamasik, and he mentions bread or a pitcher, or anything, or that he will eat on a mapa shalo. He'll eat on his own placemat, and in such a case, that is going to be enough. The Prisha points out very, very sharply that these sets of halachos also appear in Simin Pei Zayin or Pei Ches and Hilchos Basar B'chol. Looking forward, Mirtz Hashem, learning it with you next year, that these halachos are really borrowed from those halachos as well, that we have the same issue when it comes to two people eating Basar B'chol together. So we could be medame those halachos. The Lashon of Prisha and Sifkatan Dalit is Ayin le'il peiches, d'sham nisbar behesek shetzarech lasos, b'halos gvina u'batzo al-shulchan acher, b'kikar o'kankan. That there we say the same thing, that a kikar or a kankan also serves as a hesek, d'haynu dafka k'shein o'chanot me'oso kikar. So the Prisha explains that these halachos are borrowed from Batzah B'chalav, and these harchakos appear in Meseches Chulin. However, he adds the following. Of course, what we're talking about when we say the lechem and the kankan is that we're talking about a piece of bread that they're not eating at that particular meal. If the husband and wife are eating from that bread, so first of all, we're going to discuss about shiori ochlin, but what we do see is that a lechem or a kankan, if they're not eating or drinking from it, can serve as a davar hamafsik as well. Some people think that what it needs to be, and this is where I thought when I got married, is it has to be something strange and something that normally doesn't appear on the table. But that is not true. A lechem and a kankan is mutter, as long as it's not a lechem and a kankan, it's clear to them that is a heker. To which our great Rebbe of Nevensal Shlita has a brilliant chidush lahalacha that I was trying to remember, and yesterday I looked up in my ksavim to be positive that he said it, because it's quite a chidush la'alacha, but it makes sense, it all adds up. Rav Nevin Sal says it doesn't have to be anything conspicuous at all, so he suggests that it could be they have special salt shakers. They have salt shakers when she's a nida. The only one that will know it will be him and her. So the vart over here is that it's not something, it doesn't have to be something that's conspicuous. V'haraya, lechem and kankan is acceptable. It's a little bit of a chidush, because the salt shakers, what if they're using it during the meal, right? But they're using the salt shakers that are miyuchat for the zman nida, that's a heker. Oh, so yesh la'ayin, whether Rav Nevin Sal was saying as follows. Yesh la'ayin, whether he was saying that they could have special salt shakers when they're nida and use it, or it could very well be that they could just have a special salt shaker that they themselves know that's miyuchat. The pashas is that from the prisha is that the lechem and the kankan, they don't use it all, but both of them know that this is a special salt shaker, and that would be enough. It doesn't have to be, like I thought when I was a chasna, it has to be something very conspicuous that there is a heker. Anything that's miyuchah for that particular time, it's mefurish from lechem and kankan. Most people do not say. In fact, when Rav Miller said over this halacha, he said it has to be something that's not rugel on the table. Something that's not rugel on the table. According to Rav Nevin Sal, it would be, no, it could be something that is ragil in general to be on a table, but it's not ragil b'mei hetera. So if they have a special salt shaker, that might be enough. Yesh la'ayin, we have to ask Rebbe, what would you say about using the salt shaker? Using a salt shaker, in my mind, is a little bit questionable. But this is how the Taz, let's take a look how the Taz says in Sifkat and Aleph, Miradavka kishein ochlem osalechem ein shosem osakankan, dumi nesim peichet, v'kakos of a prisha. That's exactly what the prisha said as well. Oh, now there are other heterim aside from using this lechem and kankan. Let's continue on with Rama, and we'll try to go through all of the appropriate heterim. Says the Rama, V'yesh omrim, ha-detzrich and hefzik ben kara shalo l'kara shalo. This that we said that there needs to be a hefzik between his kara and hers, haynu davka kishe'enon ochlin bikara achas kishehi Torah. That's only those things that they use two separate plates when she's tahor. Avalim ochlim bekara achas. But what happens if something that they eat bekara achas? Kisha yitora. Sagim ochas bekara b'fneatzim ein tzrichin heker acher. So what would the classic example be? Popcorn. Popcorn, they generally, if they share a big tub of popcorn together, so then they could sit at a table, only them two. We'll discuss the diunim of heker when other people are there shortly. Only both of them, and just not have any heker. They don't need any heker because they normally eat the popcorn from a shared tub. In this case, they're not eating from the shared tub. The halacha is that already they have the heker. V'chein noagin. V'chein noagin. Same would apply to a banana split. So if they would normally eat that together, so then in such a case, all they have to do is, Rav Miller pointed out, split the banana, and then in such a case, that would be enough, and that would be enough for Heter. Continues the Rama. Yesham Shasala Lechol Mishure Maichol Shala. You know, we're going to get to that shortly. The next part of the Rama is really connected. It's segues to Siv Dalit, so we'll get to that shortly. I just want to point out that the Ber HaGolah, in a very funny place, all the way at the end of the Siman. When I got to the end of the Siman, then I found this Ber HaGolah. The Ber HaGolah, all the way to the end of the Siman, in my edition, it's with the finger. I'm not sure what the history behind the finger is and where they left in the finger and where they didn't, but in the Ber HaGolah, there is, after Sif Katan Chavav, I have a finger of the Kasav Marashah. You guys also have it that way? After Sif Katan Chavav in the Ber HaGolah, it says, Kasav Marashah, she iser gomor osin, that's a separate issue, v'chein. When they cut small pieces of meat, that is going to be osur. So if you have a general, you have the plate where they're both sharing the plate, we'll talk shortly about a serving plate. We're not talking about a serving plate over here, but if they have pieces of meat, small piece of meat that they're each one they're gnashing from that same plate, that would be a classic example, according to Ber HaGolah, of what is problematic. Now, according to the Rama, in a case of where they normally eat from two separate plates, so then in such a case they're going to need a heker. What happens if there is a requirement of heker, but it's not he who ochel ima. He's not only eating with her. In other words, what happens if they're eating the meal with others? So this the Shach weighs in on, and he quotes a Bach, and then we're going to see what comes out lahalacha, even going back in the Rishonim. So the Shach in Sif Katan Zayin comments as follows: Kotzva Bach the Aplus Svara Zu. Even those who say that it depends on whether they normally eat with one plate or two mates, Eino ella kishagam bnei abayis ochli mimon al shulchan echa biyachad. So the Bach has the following chumrah. The Bach says that you need two conditions. The chumrah of the Bach is that you need two conditions. Number one, you need the bnei abayis itan. That's what the Bach held, number one. Number two is that if they normally eat on one plate and they switch to two plates, then it's mutter. Lachliv, and that's important, this word lachliv. L'shtei karot, then if you have both of these variables, then and only then it's mutter. However, if you're simply switching to two plates, but you don't have others with you, the Bach says that's not going to be enough, and then you're going to need the heker on the table. Back inside, Kasav Bach, the Aflu Svarazu, Eino Ella, Kishigam Bnei Abayis Ochlam Amal Shulchan Echa Biyachad. Hasamu Dishari, Kishiyocheles Me'akar Shalah, Aflu Bish Ochlam Amal Echa Below Shum Heker. Now the Poskim today point out that it's very, very common for us to sit and eat on one table without placemats. So then in such a case, then we've got a problem. If you have two different placemats, So then that's going to serve itself as a heker. But it's very common for couples to eat without those placemats. So therefore, says the Bach, you're going to need two things to be matir if you don't have the heker. Number one, you're going to need other b'nei abayis, and it's going to also have to be a food item that they normally eat, mi ka'ara achas, and two ka'aros, that will be matir. Abot, kishe b'nei abayis ochlen al shulchan acher, ve'o'ish ve'isha ochlen vadna al shulchan echad, kol echad mikoshara shelo osur afilu ayirag alechlen ma'bikar achas. So the Bach requires two things, and the Shach disagrees. The Bach says that only if you have both, and the Shach holds no. Shach holds either one or two is going to be enough. And this is how we paskin, like this Shach, that if you add something that they normally eat together, then it's mutter if they eat it separately, or the Shach introduces the idea of whether the B'nai Bayis are Ochel Imahem. Oh, so now we have a new heter over here. Not only do we have the heter of, let's count them out. We have, how many different Shinuyim do we have? We have the classic Shinuy. The classic Shinuy would be Lechem Okanta, that'll be number one. Another shinui would be
Mapa.
A Mapa also we could put down, fine. Another shinui aside from Mapa would be the Kara, two Karos, Shinui de Karos, if you have a Shinui in the Karos. And now, another shinui that would be matir, the shaila and the gemara and suvis, the next thing that would be matir would be the amount of people on the table. Acherim imahem. Again, the Bach is very limited in terms of the heter of acherim imahem, but from the Shach, what emerges is that there is a heter of acherim imahem. What's the scope of this heter of acherim imahem? What are its hagdaros? So this starts with a Rajba in the Torah's Habayis. The Rajba in the Torah's Habayis is the second photocopy that we have on the page. Followed from Natan's suggestion, page number 2. We actually have it numbered. I remember this for a change. So in the Rajba, here he quotes in the Torah's Habayis the following halacha. V'chein also lechol ima al hashulchan. V'ein tzarech lomar. First word on the line is in Ashar Hasheni. First word on the line is lechol. Also lechol ima al hashulchan. V'ein tzarech lomar bikara achas. And that's it. Bang, it's aser. And he says the same thing that we said. That's the same klalim of basar b'chalav. The ra'ah in the Bedek Habayis is more makel. The Ra'an the Beda Kabai says, Kosav Achacham, top left, in the top left, Kosav Achacham, the Otso Lechol Imal HaShulchan, Ki Hodis Nan Lo Yochol Im Azov. V'nirin Divrei Ha'is Ha'oser, Didapka B'sh'ochlen B'shneim B'pnei Atzman, Oshem Mesubin Smuchin. If they're eating by themselves, they need a heker, or if they're sitting close to each other. Aval im hayu sham acherim ochlin umafsikim beinehen mutter. But if they have others that are eating with them and are mafsik, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. So to put up this discussion of acherim imahem, so basically the Rajba entirely rejects this. The Rajba doesn't have that heter at all. The Ra'ah says Acherim is mutter im Acherim Matirim im Mastik Beinehem. If they are Mastik, so then in such a case it's going to be
mutter.
What that means is the following. What it means is that the husband is sitting over here. Here's the table. The husband is sitting over here, his wife is sitting over here, and there's a third person over there. There's a third person that's mafsik b'nein. However, if they'd be sitting next to each other, it doesn't matter that there are other people that are sitting around. That's what seems to emerge from the ra'ah. However, I just want to point out that there is a more lenient shita, and there are some who rely on this shita. The Birkei Yosef, who is on the side of the old Shulchan Aruch, it's no longer on the side of the many of the Shulchan Aruch. The Birkei Yosef on the next page, on number 3, photocopy number 3, the Birkei Yosef is the great chida. He quotes the Mahari Castro. The Mahari Castro is of the opinion towards the bottom. First word on the line is V'chei Nagu. About 10 lines into the old edition of the Birkei Yosef. He quotes the Mahari Castro. The Mahari Castro is the third position. Mahari Castro is of the opinion that any time there are other people at the table, there's no need for a heker. The reason for that is that the people themselves will not allow them. They'll feel intimidated to be Osek Ba'aveira. In other words, basic sius. No one knows that she's a nida, but Apo Piken, that is enough for them to keep them away from Hergel Aveira. In regards to the Lahalacha of Miller Shlita said that the minig is to follow the middle position, and that is the Ra'ah. Bottom line is that there's a chiyuv of heker between a husband and wife if they're sitting next to each other, whether there are other people or not at the table. If, however, there are people that are between them, then there isn't a requirement of heker, and that would mean that, let's say, the husband is sitting at the head of the table, and the wife is sitting right next to him on his side, Lania's daiti in such a case as well, they're going to need a heker, as long as any one of the seats, the first seat next to the husband is his wife, in such a case they would need a heker. But again, it doesn't have to be a conspicuous heker, as we pointed out earlier. And that I think is a minig la'alacha, but you should know in cases of for whatever reason that there are people who the heker is difficult or whatever the situation, you should know that there is the heter of the Mahari Castro that the chida, the great chida likes, and many use that heter. The Pischei Tshuva, yes. The shach is, it says that there's a heter of acherim imam. Now we just need to define what the heter of acherim imam is. So according to the shach, the moment in which it's two separate karos, it's mutter, as well as if there are acherim imam, it's also going to be mutter. Both of those things are going to be mutter. Oh, I just want to add that the shevet ali, I'm sorry, one second. There are two more heterim that I think are important. Number one, the Sidrei Tahara is mekel if they don't sit in their regular seats. Sidrei Tahara says if they move around, that would be enough for a heter, as well as the Shevet Alevi says that a long table would also be a heter. So even if they have a long table, then in such a case, even if they're alone and there isn't anybody between them, but long presumably means that there would be no way they'd be able to reach across to each other. So then in such a case as well, that's an important heter from the Shevet Halevi as well. So what we've done over here is, number one, given the rule of heker. Number two, said that there isn't a requirement of heker if it's not imah. Not imah. So what are some of the definitions of imah? Number one is if it's a long table. Number two is that there are people between them. And another type of heker, the Sidrei Tahara's Mechadesh, is if they change spots, that would as well serve as a heter. The only heker. Another heker would also be that if they normally ate from one, I'm just reviewing now all the halachos, and I'll take your questions, just reviewing all the halachos, that if they normally ate from one plate, a heker would be enough to eat then from two separate plates. That's going to be enough. You don't even need other people by them. And we saw that a heker doesn't have to be something that's strange on the table, but anything that is normally not used, bisman hetera, you see the Sidrei Tarim, Rav Nemtzah are making the same point. It doesn't mean they have to turn the world upside down. As long as there's a change from what they normally do, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Yeah, there were a few questions. Rav Yaakov.
So again, answer.
Yeah, that's what happens sometimes.
According
yeah.
to Sidrei Tara, would both of them need to be in different seats, or just one of them needs to be in different seats?
As far as I know, needs to be both. But Yesh La'ayin.
And is there anything that both the Sidrei Tara and Shiva Levi can be followed by Bakhtila?
I think so. Yes. Yes, Rav Miller presented them as a term lechatchila. Okay. As we keep on moving, in the next set of halachas in Siv Dalid is another halacha of chiba, and that is the halacha of shiurei kos. This also is based on the Gemara in Ksubis, as well as the Gemara that we had in Shabbos on Daf Yud Gimel, with the story of Tana Dvei Eliyahu, and we'll start with the words of the Mechaber, Lo Yishtem, we'll go back to the Ramah in Siv Gimel. Lo Yishtem Ishure Kosh Shashasa He. He should not drink over the drink from the leftovers of her Kos. Now here, the Halacha differentiates between him and her. Here the Halacha differentiates between them, so that it seems that there seems to be a difference between the chiba of the husband versus the chiba of the wife. As you take a look, the Ramah all the way in the end of Siv Dalid points out, V'hi muteris lishtos mikos sheshasasa hu. She doesn't have that sense of chiba. We're going to see a few things that a man's arousal for hergel is greater than a woman's, and this is one of the examples. That seems to be that Chazal understood that it would be romantic for a man to drink the leftovers from her. In contrast, for her, it's not going to be a problem. There's going to be a separate issue for him to be moshet or mosaic a kos for her. That would be a problem in both directions. However, when it comes to drinking the leftovers, that's not going to be a problem. Now, leftovers over here does not only include, according to the Ramah, leftovers from a kos. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah expands this halacha of the Mechaber, and that's the Ramah at the end of Sif Gimel. The Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim, Sha'asr lo lechol mishiure meichol shela, kemo sha'asr lishtos mishiure koshela, ukemosha yizbar. So this is the Chumrah in Ashkenaz, and that is that a man cannot eat the leftovers from his wife, just like he can't drink the leftovers from her kos, because that would bring to Hergel Avera. What happens if there is something that's left over, and he wants to eat or drink? So here we have the Heter of the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Im lo shemasik adam acher beinehem. Number one, the exception to this is, if someone else ate in between them. If someone else ate in between them, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. I want to emphasize, of course, this is a time to emphasize that if there is a serving plate, this does not apply. So it would be kedai every once in a while for a husband and wife, in contrast to the case of the beragola, where they're both sharing the same plate, if they designate what is the serving plate, and they don't use it as a personal plate, then in such a case it won't be problematic. If, however, it was her personal plate, and then lo yishtem mishure kos sheshasa sahi, so then in such a case the heter would be number one, it would become someone else's personal plate. If someone else becomes a personal plate, then it's going to be mutter. O shuhurak mikos ze el kos acher afilu huksa el kos harishon. Once it's been poured out of one cup, so this is a great loophole that we have, that once it's poured out of that kos, then in such a case there's no longer chiba, and this is something that could be relied on. Vim shasasa vuhu eni yodeya v'rotzele shos mikoshelo eni tzvichel agedlo shelo yishte. It will happen every once in a while, the husband will come into the house, and he will see that there is something that's left over. It turns out it was her leftovers. So if it was her leftovers, but he doesn't know it, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Then the Rambam says what we mentioned earlier, that this is a one-directional isser of chiba. It's only for her to drink her leftovers, but not she to drink or eat his leftovers. V'hi muter lishtos mikos shasahu. V'mshasa mikos v'hol chola yesham shemutal lishtos. And some say this is only when she's around, and it isn't chiba if she has already left. Okay, these are the straightforward halachos in terms of halacha l'maaseh. It seems that we could rely on this last statement of the Ramah, that we could rely on it. The Rai is the Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva is Mekel even more than the Ramah. The Pischei Tshuva in Sifkatan Zayin says v'hol chala ayin b'tshuvas yad aliyov shekasav dimbasa be'emtza muter ligmar. That, and he goes even further. V'chein b'parsa nida. He goes even further. Rameh ben Yavin. But at the end of the day, it seems that the Pischei Tshuva relies on this Ramah, and if kvar holcha, one could be meiko. So, yeah.
What about achila? Can she eat his leftovers? Because the Shach says that we learn shtiyah from achila, so the chor achila should be more machmer.
I lost you. I followed everything until
the
why
Shach
would says
be that machmer. That we learn shtiyah in the first place from achila, meaning, and I don't know exactly if that means that the gedarim are exactly the same, or that you just learn some of the halachos from achila to shtiyah. I don't know how equivalent they are, but assuming that they're not equivalent and achila is more machmer, then I'm trying to ask, so could she also come and eat his leftovers? So does it only apply to his leftovers in terms of liquid versus food?
I'm not sure I followed your cheshbon with the shach, but I thought the answer is yes.
Okay.
That he'd be, yeah, I'm not sure I followed, you explain to me afterwards,
sure,
your cheshbon and the shach. Mm-hmm. But l'chura would seem to me that it is mutter. Yes?
Is her moving one drink to another phone cup to another cup?
Right.
That's also for food?
Correct.
As
long as it's moved to another, it's transferred to another thing, then in such a case it would be
the same
meal.
If your wife has leftover noodles, she just takes from her plate and puts it into a new plate.
Then in such a case, right. What I would just add, just to make it work smoothly, is to say, okay, I'm now returning into a serving plate. That's in other words. When has she abdicated her plate? In other words, when does it become no longer her plate? So it should be clear that this is not her plate. So let's put it into a serving plate, and then in such a case, he goes and he takes a serving plate. The problem is if she puts it into another plate, it's her plate, and then he takes it, then it's a problem. So that's why it has to be done. It has to be done with chachma, but l'chura it would be mutter. There's another question.
Would it have to be her that's moving it from?
No, lav dafka. What we will get to is a totally different shaila, and that is in regards to her serving him. That we're going to get to later on. So that's a separate issue. But leaving aside the issue of serving, that is the pure halacha. Okay, next halacha, seif hey, lo yeshev b'mita miuchedes la afilu shelo b'faneha. He is not supposed to sit on the mita hamyuchedes la, because that will engender chiba as well for him. So, in such a case, he's not supposed to sit even b'mita hamyuchedes la. Where does that come from? That's what we see from the story of Tana Devei Elio as well, that we've discussed previously, and that is that that we saw that he is not allowed to be on her bed. The Baragola also adds, maybe it's connected to the Isser to be Masiya Mitaso, but at the end of the day, they're not supposed to be on the same bed, and we've extended it to not only being on the same bed, the Torah quoting the name of the Rajba, but also not only sleeping, but also sitting on her bed, because that is Chiba. So notice the Lashon, that it's only him sitting on her bed. We don't say anything about her sitting on his bed. Okay. So here there is a Taz. The Taz in Sif Katan Vav says exactly what we just said. Mashma filu yeshiva ba'alma below shchiva. The shchiva nami ikahiru umitzadahiru yavolidei hergal Avera, that even yeshiva is going to be asur, because that's enough for it to be considered something that would create chiba. However, the Taz goes on in the end, and he's the first one that I found on the page that discusses the inverse. It's quite clear that in the formulation from the Rajba, that it was specifically that he's not allowed to sit on his mita. So the Taz therefore concludes what one could argue logically, and that is the last five lines in the Taz. Last five, I'm skipping what the Taz is mefakpek with the Bach, and towards the end of Sifkatan Vav, the Taz says, "Avo yeshiva ba'alma mutar la al mita shelo, v'hilo margala lei." This will not bring her to hear her; it will bring him to hear her, but not her. Okay, obviously, if she sits in a suggestive manner on his bed, that would for sure be aser. But stam yeshiva, the halacha is that it would be mutter according to the Taz. However, I did find, this is what my wife, may she be well, told me that she learned she's now a famous Rebbetzin now, from Rebbetzin Shmuel Levitz. That was her Kala teacher. So Rebbetzin Shmuel Levitz taught her that like this Taz, and I learned from Rav Neuberger like this. Like the Chachmas Adam. I was always confused about that. The Chachmas Adam in Kuf Tezayin Sifhei says, V'yesh Osrin Shigam Hilo Tishkav Mitaso. Mikol Makom Nirali Dishalo Befanav Mutar Alkalpanim B'Yeshiva. The Lashon of the Chachmas Adam is that Shalo Befanav is Mutar Alkalpanim B'Yeshiva. So it seems to me to be two different deals. I haven't seen anybody crunch it this way, but I was particularly interested in checking around why there are different chassan and kala teachers teach differently, and then I realized Rav Miller Shlita did not mention the Chachmas Adam. Rav Miller mentioned the Taz as being mutter, that there are fundamentally different standards of chiba between husband and wife. However, I learned as a chassan that Shalo Befanav it is asur, shall befanav it is mutter, but befanav it is asur, like the Chachmas Adam, while the Taz is mater lakol. So I was thrilled to see that Nahara Nahara Pashte, there are different minhagim. Again,
there are any machmir, that Berchi Yosef is also machmir.
Berchi Yosef is also machmir, yafet. So the Taz is mekel, that's how Rav Miller taught, and as a chassan, I learned the chumrah. Now, what happens when your wife learns one way and you learn another way? And that's what you have to come to Shalom Bayis. That's the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch, and that requires a lot of chachma and sensitivity to deal with. But it's Nahara Nahara Pashte, and these are two different mesoras. Yeah.
Just to clarify, the chachma sitting on earth.
That's right. The chachma son seems to be is matir her to sit on his bed shalom b'fanav. But Rav Miller pointed out that the pashtus of the Taz, and this is how my wife learned as the Kala, is that the only issur is for him to sit on her bed. But for her, she could always sit on his bed. But the medayik in the Chachmas Adam says that he will not be able to, she is not supposed to sit on her bed when it's b'fanav. Now, yes, absolutely. The Ramah in Sif Hei extends this halacha. In other words, there is a chash of yeshev bamita, and the Ramah from the Mardechi extends this to, in general, them sitting on the same bed or bench and so on. Va'asar leshev al safsal aruch shemitnadevet ve'ena mechuberes lekosel kishe ishto nida yosheves alav. The Mardechi says it's prohibited to sit on a bench that his wife is sitting on. And if it's a bench particularly that moves, that if it's a bench that moves, then the halacha is that it's going to be asur. And then he quotes the Truma Sadeshan that we're going to do inside, who says that the halacha is that it's only going to be asur if there's somebody sitting between them. Now, it would seem to me that the issue, that if it would be usr only if there's no one sitting between them, someone sitting between them, then it would be mutter. Thank you. It would seem to me that the main issue over here is an issue of that the safsal midnadet, that it reminds me of a hammock or a swinging bench. There's a term for it. But something like that, that by nature is more of a romantic type of way of sitting, and therefore the halacha is that it's going to be asur. However, poskim take this very seriously, that anything that's midnadneid, that the woman or husband feels the other one on it, so then in such a case, as opposed to something that's kavua, then in such a case it's going to be problematic. Now, right, and therefore it's sitting on one pillow on a couch where it's midnadneid, there are some poskim who are machmir. If one takes a look at the, looking back in the Beis Yosef, let's see how it's formulated in the Beis Yosef itself. It's actually in the Darche Moshe, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, there is a Darche Moshe, as well as the Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai. He says the following. V'kasav ha-Mordechai b'sefer tafas paneach, kasav b'shem Rashi, people don't know where he got this, hey Beis, in the Beis Yosef, Sha'asa lo leishev al kisei aroch asher ishto nida yosheves alof. So the way that's quoted is not that midnadedet. It's that anything that is a kisei aroch is asur. V'kasev al zeh b'trumas hadesh aluchas nida kasev aleh do'ra zoho chumra ba'alma v'kasev sheshom ha'shech migdolim ha'yinagim lahatir leishev yachad al asafsel kishu mechuber bekosle abayis kmo betzavos de'ein lesser elikesh asafsel talush. So even though, Rav Yaakov, you raised that it could very well be, first of all, the Mordechai seems to say that every safsel is aser. The Trumas Hadeshen, that we're going to see in detail for another reason inside shortly, says as mutter, but if it's mechuber, it's mutter. If it's talush, so then in such a case, it's going to be aser. Now, I'm not convinced that a couch Mikur Dedina really should be usher according to the Trumas Hadeshen. In other words, what it seems to me that this is something that is recreational, the safsel. However, there are many great poskim that are machmir in such a case. Yesh la'ayin, I'm just throwing out to the, I'm not saying lakula, but I'm just throwing out that if you look in the Makor, it's not so clear to me that anything that slightly moves when the husband and wife sit on it is going to be usher. But adayin yesh la'ayin in terms of this is lahagdil toru la'adira, not la'halacha, not la'maisa.
If it's a bench like
not only not la'maisa, but also not even la'halacha. I'm not sure. I'm just throwing out just in terms of, since you raised it, looking into the makar itself. And then the Darkei Moshe comments, u'mashm v'divrei atum asadeshen, z'lo hitur elu kishen nogim zeh b'zeh, ele echad yosh lefnim v'echad yosh v'achor. Miu l'tiyu afil b'kai gavna aser. So we're going to discuss shortly in terms of them going on to Ulim and traveling on a wagon, traveling in a car, but it's not borer to me that really a couch is entirely usher. Yeah, what was your question?
So if it's like a wooden bench or a metal bench in a park or let's say or in a hospital in Mashal.
Yeah, Rav Yaakov and I have been together for a while, so he understands a little bit what I'm driving at. That's part of what I'm driving at as well. In other words, does a person need to be machmir to check when he gets onto a park bench how kavua the park bench is? That does he feel when his wife is midnadneid and so on?
It's mechamer lekarka, even if it didn't.
Oh, so you want to say that is that ain't a chanami? I hear. But and what about a couch? A couch is not mechamer lekarka.
But and it's midnadneid. I tell you.
Okay.
The couch. Yeah. The couch moves.
I just the hagdoras here are not entirely clear to me. I mean, at the end of the day, we're not talking about, when we say safsel talush, I don't know if it means that if there's any peg, then automatically it's mutter. Or for that matter, a hammock. Is a hammock mechuber? I think it's posh, a hammock is usher. a two-person swing. When the Yizdaiti is Pashut, that is Asr. Even though technically it's Mechuber.
So it would be
Pashut to me
I think a swing is Asr.
When he is dead, he's going to be awesome.
Is it because of Shema Yigo or because of Chiba?
Oh, very good. So that's part of the issue over here that we're going to get out. Continues the Rama. Let's continue on. Maybe we'll get to the bottom of the question. So the Rama said that number one, again, that Sassel Arshim is not dead, is Asr. He says, V'yesh matimim kisha adam ech acher mafsik v'yosh v'yim. But if somebody's sitting between them, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. V'chein. Lo yelech im ishto ba'gola achas o b'sfina achas. Imholeich rak derech tiyul, and for that reason, a person shouldn't go on an agola or a sfina. What does this have to do with what we had before? Agola and a sfina move around. It's similar to a safsal hamitnadnet. Okay. Imholeich rak derech tiyul. If he's going only for tiyul, he goes leganosu pardesim kayotzerze. Avol imholeich meir leir letzrocha mutter afo bishuv ishto heim levadon. It would seem to me that the Rama, to answer your question as well, that the Rama has two concerns simultaneously when it comes to these moving seats. Number one is achshash of Shema Yiga. Number two is achshash of Chiba. Therefore, the Rama says the following. The Rama says that if it's a tiyul, so then in such a case, he says it's a problem to go ba'gola achas or b'sfina achas. If it's not a tiyul, so then they have to sit far enough away from each other, shelo yigo zebezeh. That would be the hagdara. That would be the hagdara. Oh. What's a makar? As the parentheses say, kol ze mitrumas hadeshen. All of this comes from the Trumas HaDeshen. It's a little late today, so I'm not going to, we're not done for sure, but I'm not going to read the Trumas HaDeshen inside. What I will, it's photocopied, it's kedai to go over the Trumas HaDeshen to compare what we said to the Trumas HaDeshen, but we will go to Halacha L'Maisa. And that is, that's on, the Trumas HaDeshen is page 5, and we're going to go to Rav Moshe on page 6 and 7, but first we'll go to page 8. And that is the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan based on the Bav. The Aruch HaShulchan has a chumrah that Rav Moshe does not accept, which is a chumrah that is still discussed today. And that is the Aruch HaShulchan understands this Ramah as saying the following. Let's read the whole Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan appears in Sif Chaf in our Simit. Vim tzrichim lensoa ba'agola letzarcheim. Mutter afal pishem is nadnei. He says that's not concerned negia mamish. Vamevin Yavin, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be concerned, like those who view midnadnate as a form of negia. They're almost feeling each other because he feels her on that area, so that would be midnadnate. V'lechem mutarn ubelvad shelo yigu zebezeh afil b'digdeim afo b'sheni ma'am acher rakem levadon. So he says it's not concerned to Giyam Mamish if they're on a bench that moves, that corresponds to their movement, and therefore, if it's not for a tiyul, it's going to be mutter. Who had the misfina? Because that kishnos mitzarchem, abel shvil tiyul ba'alma, v'chein leganos l'pardesim, also the kishnos mitzul yesh kiruv da'at harbe, v'chayshin on l'takola, v'gam lo itiyu zel l'tiyul ba'alma, v'afil lelech l'tayel b'yachad eino nochom mitamzeh. There is a big chumrah from the Aruch HaShulchan how he understands this Ramah. The Aruch HaShulchan understands that the Ramah is saying that we have a chash that they're going to come lidei avera if they're in lonesome situations. So when they're going with a agola, that's midnadnet, so that's a chash. On the other hand, it's l'tzarcheim. If it's l'tzarcheim, it's going to be mutter. However, if they're going to go on agola for a tiyul, so then in such a case there's even more of a chash. And if there's a more of a chash, then we have to be mad. What comes out from this Aruch HaShulchan is, pardon my word, a massive chumrah. What comes out from the Aruch HaShulchan is you can't go on vacation with your wife when she's in Nida. That's what comes out from Aruch HaShulchan. Because Aruch HaShulchan understands that what the Ramah is saying is that when it's Minadneid, really it should have been Aser because we're afraid they're going to touch each other. But if it's Litzarcheim, it's going to be Mutter. But Litiul, then we have a real Chash. Wherever you're going to go, however you're going to go, you're going to fly on a on the Concorde. And there's for sure going to be no chash, nidnud, it's not shaking and so on. The halacha is that you have to be machmer. However, Rav Moshe does not understand the Ramah this way. Going back to pages 6 and 7, in Simon Gimel, in Mutter Be'ez Nidasa Lelech Yachad L'tiyul Olevakel Eitzel Chaverim V'muteres L'hachzik Ner Havdala. So Rav Moshe says the following. U'bidvar L'leches Yachad L'vakel Eitzel Chaverim L'tiyul Eini Rav B'zeshi Isur. The Mashos Ramah Kuf Tzadi Hey Hey Hurak Shasa Lelech Ba'Gola Achas U'B'Sfina Achas and Hutzrach Rak L'Tiul. What's prohibited is to go on a vacation on an Agola or a Sfina. Who Isur Mitzadi Yeshiva B'Yachad Shekivan Shuhula Tiul She'Ena Trude Mishum Davar Yeshlochus Yoser Shiskru V'Zelazeh B'Yeshiva Sanevoli Deini Nigia Avol B'Tiul Ba'Alicha B'Ragleim. So Ramesha says as follows. He says, an agola is mutter by itself, and a tiyul is mutter by itself. What's aser is only both. What about going in a car? So here Ramesha is, let's see his name from the expression, velelech b'mishin. In those days, I remember a few Alta European Shayidin, they used to call it the machine. They used to, from your grandfather, Zatzal's, Tkufa, I remember old European use that would call the car a machine. V'leich b'machine l'tiul. But what about going on when a car? So then, odif misvina. He says it's better than a boat. The kavanasa l'svina ketana. What the Ramah was talking about was a small rowboat. Shemitnadedet mitzad ish. The machine hu k'svina gedola. Shein ninu b'yishvil ha'yeshiva. Mutar af l'tiul. However, he says, "Umutaf to be often shlo yigub zazali dead. Nidud komer chokim zevze af b'safal b'safsal echad." So he says, on the it has to be that they're far away from each other in the car. By the way, it's not too much. It doesn't apply today. When I was younger, what did apply? Nowadays, I think almost in all cars there are separate seats, bucket seats, and so on. Once upon a time, the seats were all one seat, and it was almost like a couch. And you were able to feel somebody else. But he named Ashkasa Ramah Bishiva Asaf Salaf Shemisnah Shasa Shesh Matir Kishad Mechamasik, who Kishamasik, who Barakhim Menosh, Lacherim Lekha Ishimitani, Al Machine Shadoku Kamakum Shlosha, Kishiyoshe Lacher Ben Isha Baila, Hare Yadavuk Vidokuk, Isha Ain Lahatir Zet, Shisrasha Sishkom Yose, Raki Mahamasik, who Avia Vacher. So Ramosha, it says, on the one hand, it's going to be Mutter, on the other hand, Ramosha seems to be concerned that it depends on the seat, whether the seat is mitznadnei. Halacha l'maisa today, it would seem that a husband and wife, b'chachma, it would seem to me, can take vacation with each other, even in a car. They should be careful that when they go on vacation, they don't go to an area that is small, where there will be mitznadnei. Then, in such case, Rav Moshe Rafi Machmer, Nahara Nahara Pashte, there are many who are Machmer like the Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Neuberger seems to be quite concerned about the Aruch HaShulchan. I photocopied Rav Neuberger Shlita's notes on page 323. Rav Neuberger has a long arichut, where Rav Neuberger says that one should try, on the bottom of page 323 in Rav Sabalovsky's paper, that one should try to design one's vacation around the Nida cycle. At the end of the day, b'shas adchak, he quotes Rav Moshe as being Mako, but he quotes Rav Vosner as being Machmir. It seems to me that b'shas adchak one can go on vacation. But obviously, Chacham Meinim Rosh, everybody knows their Yetzirah. Everybody knows their what works for them, both in Avodas Hashem and in their relationships. And in such a case, and that should be something that should be discussed when making these plans. What's critical is, as we mentioned in the past, I can't overemphasize this, that the time when one's wife is Anita is a time that's a difficult time, At the same time, also, it's a time for a husband and wife to come closer in other ways, and that's the suga b'shoshanim of that we have in Klal Yisrael, and that that the relationship is not only a physical one. And again, chachamein of berosho, everything needs to be thought out. Yeah.
These last few kids are under Moshe. These are only Derech Tivol.
That's right.
So, in any way, you can travel if it's a need.
Correct. If there was, if it's not the tiyul, the Ramo was mefurish that you could go on a gola. That's minadneid. If it's l'tzarcheim, Ramo said mefurish it was mutter. Correct. Correct. Which would mean, therefore, if for whatever reason the couple was in where is it in China that they travel on the water, that people go from houses to houses on the water, and in Venice they also have it. So there in those areas where it's common to travel on the water, it would be mutter for a husband and wife for a nida, as long as it's saras chayim, but they would not be allowed to go on the tiyul. And just to clarify, what is the isser, there is one isser, even according to our tzad lahakel, is that husband and wife should not take a tiyul on a boat, on a rowboat together and so on. When she's a nida, that would be mefurish usser, according to the Ramah. That will come out, that even we would say, will come out to be awesome. Okay, I'm glad that you pushed me to clarify. Let's continue on. Yeah.
Would Aruch HaShulchan be machmir in a case we bring a child?
Presumably not. In other words, Aruch HaShulchan would be makel if there are anashim acherim. I think it would be mutter, and a child that would serve as the same type of child that in the case of chuppas nida would be a heter. The same would apply over here as well.
If you're on a large yacht or a small boat.
Right, a large yacht. Ramesh is clearly makel. The Aruch HaShulchan, asers for everything. The Aruch HaShulchan asers them to go on any tiulim together, which is especially nowadays. That's comes out to be quite a chumra.
Why is nowadays more of a chumra?
Why is it nowadays more of a chumra? Once upon a time, people's timing was more flexible. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, socha to sit and learn the Beis Medrash. Some of people you went to high school with are working 60, 70 hours in law firms and in businesses. And Beis Hashem, they'll be zocha to have a lot of money. They'll be zocha to have a lot of Torah. So you could decide to go with your wife. This weekend you're going to go there for them. First of all, they have to go on a fancier vacation than you and I go on. And so then for them it's very, very hard to move around vacations. So, in contrast to an Avreich, what's his vacation with his wife? He goes for a walk in Beit Vegan. But for them, it's they have to take a Concorde somewhere and so on and so forth. So then it's a little bit harder to move around the vacation. We have to realize the realities of other people's lives as well. Okay, Sivva. Lo yishen ima b'mita, afilu kolechad b'bigdo, ve'ein nogin ze b'zeh. We mentioned this as the Gemara in Shabbos, that they're not allowed to sleep next to each other, even in their clothing. Fafilu yeshu kol echad matza b'fnei atzmo. Fafilu mshoch v'mishtei mitos v'amitos nogos zo b'zu. So they're not only not allowed to sleep in the same bed, but rather, the Rama adds, that their mattresses and their beds should not be touching against each other. There is a discussion in the poskim, and everybody talks about this. What exactly is the distance that's necessary between the two beds? So a simple reading of the Ramah is that as long as it's not no goes zo bezo, it's going to be mutter. A collector's item is we have a Mesorah from the Ariza on this, quite a collector's item. The Marek Cohen quotes this on page Ayin Zayin. Where does this tradition from the Marek Cohen come? Where does it come from? So the truth is, I wanted to introduce you to the Sefer. I have it at home. Everybody should know that once upon a time, before the Piskei Tshuvas, and before Dirshu, and before all the Kitzur Sfarim that we have today, there was after the Piskei Tshuva was a Sefer from where your grandfather's Zatzal came from that was commonly used. It was a Darchei Tshuva. Darchei Tshuva was the father of the Munkach Rebbe. So it has a lot of the traditions of Hungary, and there are a lot of gems that are inside of it. I say this is a Polish Yid, that we don't follow the traditions from Hungary. We have a lot of different traditions, Nahara Nahara Pashta, many different Minhagim of Klal Yisrael, but there are a lot of gems in the Sefer Darchei Tshuva, And this is a gem in the Sefer D'Arche Tshuva, but I had the Sefer at home. I didn't have it where the photocopy machine was, so I just gave it to you in the modern Sefer, the Mari Kohen. Quotes it from the D'Arche Tshuva in the name of the Arizal, that the distance is that if they would, their blankets would not touch each other. In other words, what you need is not only the beds, but also that the blankets would not touch each other. That means the basic movement around in the bed would require that the blankets not touch each other, which means that the Arizal is quite makel. It's not like I got the impression from Hasidim that there has to be that his bed is on one end of the room and she bed, and that I think the furniture stores and certain Hasidish neighbors have certain standards, certain shiurim, how big the night table has to be between the beds. All of these types of things I don't think is al pi amita shel Torah, even according to D'Archei Tshuva from the Arizal, which that's gone from. That's with one big shreimlich and vice zalkin. So that in such a case, then even according to D'Archei Tshuva, the halacha is that it's that according to Arizal, it's going to be enough. However, there is a mesorah as well that is more machmir, that the Mari Kohen quotes, that there was a takanas gedol Yisrael in Lvov, which is actually in Poland, that said that there needs to be an amma between the bed of the husband and the wife. Lania's daiti, that's not the normative halacha, especially from the Arizal, that you only have the smicha in between. That would be enough. So Lania's daiti, all it needs is that distance, and the beds should not be touching each other as well. Rav Neuberger Shlita in that page quotes from Rav Alpert Zatzal, Rav Nissen Alpert, that two lines up. He quotes from Rav Nissen Alpert that says that what happens if you have this is pretty common, that you have a box. You guys probably know the term, a frame. A large, large bed frame, and what you have is two mattresses that are sitting in that bed frame. So then in such a case, Alpert thought that even with separate mattresses on one large frame is not acceptable as well, that it should be two entirely separate beds. By the way, you'll be surprised how many times couples have called me up when it's too late, that they arranged a vacation and they really want to choose a nida or something like that, and it turns out that the beds are not what they thought the beds were going to be. That they, you know, like this type of phenomenon that Ms. Nalpert described, that they're two different mattresses, or it's not exactly what they had expected, and they're real shyless. Chachamein of Berosho, that if you're going on vacation, if you believe that there's a possibility that your wife is going to be a Nida, also to advise anybody who's discussing with you the Hilchos Nida, to advise them, a push for Chasan and Kala. Every chassan and kala are usher to each other after they have bir rishona, and that they need to sleep on separate beds. So therefore, you should remind a chassan and kala that when they order a hotel room and so on and so forth, to keep in mind, you know, the hotels, Ashrecha Yisrael, they would never dream. They have a really, really nice suite with a beautiful large bed. Ashrecha Yisrael, that the guy sleeps on a... She gets to sleep on the big bed afterwards, and he's supposed to sleep on a small cot afterwards. But a lot of times people forget this. It's something that should be remembered to do when they order the room if they're going to a hotel. Okay, let's continue on. Says the Mechaber, Sif Zayin, Lo yistaka afilu ba'keva v'lo b'mekomos ha'muchasim sheba. It's prohibited for a husband to look at the literal translation is the heel of his wife. Here there's a discussion amongst the Rishonim what the Gemara in Nedarim is referring to when it says heel. Is heel referred to as the heel mamish, or does heel refer, is it a euphemism for the makom ha'erva? Either way, the iser is for him to be mistakel on the mekomos hamuchasim, avol mutul istakel bo mekomos hagluim, afal pi shenene biriyasa. In Rav Miller's words, is he allowed to look at his wife and think that she's the most beautiful woman in the world? That is mutter, even bimei nida. And in such a case, it would be mutter. However, the mekomos hamuchasim are going to be aser. Rav Moshe in his tshuvas discusses the phenomenon of a woman, a woman's hair, so that in regards to a woman's Here, well, how does that qualify? Where is this? Ah, I just found the Mar Mokom. In Yardea Chelik Bey Simin Ayin Hey, Ramosha says it all depends. It depends on whether she's Machmir for the Chumrah of Kimchis. That Kimchis, we know, said that she was Zocha to have very special children because she covered her hair even inside the house. So a woman who covers her hair inside the house actually now has, there's another Chumrah that she's taken upon herself in such a case, and that is that now her husband, that's considered Makom HaSamuchasim, and the husband would not be allowed to look at her hair as well, to gaze at her hair. I don't know if that means that that she's not allowed to have her husband here see a strand of her hair when she's a nida, but it would be that the Isra of Lo Yistakel would apply to her as well. However, those women who do not follow the Chumrah of Kimchis, so then in such a case, it wouldn't have the din on Mekomos Mechusin. This halacha of a woman's hair is, of course, a famous machlokus between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, whether one follows the minig of Kimchis or not. The Mishnah Berurah points out that Seir B'Isha Erva applies to one's wife. So it could be that from the way Ramosha says it, that there would be no Isser of Histaklus. However, there still would be a din of Seir B'Isha Erva, and it's Asr for him to say Brachos in front of her. It's well known that the Aruch HaShulchan disagreed, and the Aruch HaShulchan said that today, because it's common for married women to go out with hair that's not covered, so then in such a case, he thought that there wasn't an Isser of Seir B'Isha Erva. I once heard, 2 weeks in a row with two polemics, I once heard a rabbi say over this Aruch HaShulchan and say that you see from the Aruch HaShulchan that he said that today women don't have to cover their hair, that the Mishnah in Ksubas doesn't apply. So that drove me crazy. I went through the roof. You should know that I didn't react, but I went home and I said to, it's wild. The rabbi missed the first line of the Shulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan. First line of the Aruch HaShulchan says, Bavono Seinu Arabim, in our great sins, so married women don't cover their hair. So Seir B'Isha Erva is what's normally covered. Something that people don't, but the Aruch HaShulchan never gave him a source that women don't have to cover their hair today. He says, Bavono Seinu Arabim, then the Isser Seir B'Isha Erva doesn't apply. So it's well known that there's a machlokus between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan as far as that issue is concerned in terms of brachos. However, Ramosha seems to suggest that this halacha of listakel would not apply if it's not mekomos hamechusim. If it's not mekomos hamechusim, so then in such a case he'd be allowed to look at his wife's hair. Other mekomos hamechusim would be aser. That's something that should be kept in mind. The Pisrei Tshuva Sifkaton Yud raises the question in regards to kol isha. Tzarich Iyun, says the Pisrei Tshuva Sifkaton Yud, Tzarich Iyun mutar l'shma kol zemer shala. Is he allowed to hear her sing? And then he points out that because the Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph equates Isha Nida Le'eshes Re'eyu. Truth is, it's hard to understand the Pisrei Tshuva Tzad Lahatir. We say Kol B'Isha Erva. So why would it make a difference? The Nida is an Erva. We're going to discuss the Mirta Hashem subsequently. We're going to discuss the status of an Isha as a Nida as an Erva. Pashas Anida is an Erva. And therefore it's hard to understand why he would be Matir in terms of Kol B'Isha Erva. And Taka Ramesh's conclusion is that the halacha is that it would be aser, that one would not really be mutter to hear one's wife sing. Rav Miller Shlita did evoke a heter that's been evoked previously, and that is that if for whatever reason the husband and wife sing together, he thought that there was room to be mekel. One of the Talmidim asked, what about if one's wife is singing a lullaby to the child? So Rav Miller seemed to be noted that if he sings with her, based on the concept of the Trei Koli Lo Mishtami, such a case, he was noted to Lahakil. It's a shtickle chiddush from our great Rebbe. At the end of the day, though, it would seem that Kol B'Isha Erva would apply, and obviously gets involved with the old Shaila in regards to Zmiros, of singing, of when women are singing. If men are singing with women, there's a heter of the 3 day age. The heter many in the Olam HaYeshivas were not Mekabel. So at the end of the day, that gets into that broader discussion. Okay. Let's continue on. Sifches. Roy Lasha Tiyachid La Begadil Meini Dusa Kadeshi Ushneim Zochon Tam Shinida. This doesn't apply today. Once upon a time, she would wear special Begadim, and our Rabbeim said that this halacha does not apply. Shneim Zochon Tam Shinida. And Siftes is the way in which we approach it. And that is Bekoshi Yitiru La Liskashet.
There are many Machmir.
From my Rabbeim, I never heard of a Machmir. Could be that there are. I said, my Rabbeim. I come from the same area, the Shevet Alevi in Poland, but that wasn't the Rabbeim that I learned by. Sif Tes, Bikoshi Yitiru La Liskashet Bimei Dusa El Kadesh La Tiskan Al Baila. And the balance is as follows. On the one hand, Chazal were matir her for to be miskashet, that she should look pretty. In Rav Miller's words, it's a balance for her to be, on the one hand, not a shmata, yet at the same time, not to be... not to dress to kill, so that's something that is the balance b'mei nidusa. On the one hand, shelo tiskana al baila, and the Mishnah Berurah points out that it's asur to be mereach her besamim. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Zayin says it's asur to smell her besamim, and this is the balance of l'skash b'mei nidusa. She shouldn't put on too much perfume, and so on and so forth. Things that they know would be provocative for them are going to be asur. Now, the Taz over here, I think instead of pushing ahead with the halachos of our chokos, because I want to say them clearly and not rush, what I will conclude with in a rushing manner is the Taz in Sifkatan Zayin, which is a famous shasugya. Everybody should know this Taz is the most important, all the way, in the middle of Kuf Tzadi Hei in Hilchos Nida. We have a Taz that's almost entirely not connected to Hilchos Nida, but is one of the most important lines in Shulchan Aruch about all fertility procedures. So I figure now, since our time is running out, at least to share with you this Taz, as opposed to rushing through Hilchos Nida. Our responsibility is to know Hilchos Nida. So maybe just share with you the most important Taz in all of the halachos of fertility. Very important Taz. This I'm sure Rav Dr. Tzvi has discussed in many contexts. The Taz says as follows: Matzasi b'agos smak b'shem Rabbeinu Peretz isha nida yichol lishkov as dine bala v'nizharos misdinim sheshachav aleim ishacher pentis aber mishichas zera shalacher. So the Rabbeinu Peretz says that she is allowed to sleep on the sheets of her husband. Okay, one of the Avrechim, not in our shir, asked me in regards to them exchanging sheets and blankets and so on. It would seem to me that this would be another makar that it's mutter. If the blanket had body heat, so then there is a reason to be machmer. Actually, we did not. Did we make reference to this? Did we discuss the lighting a cigarette for him and so on? So let's discuss that. Okay, we'll go back a drop to Hilchos Nida in the Pisrei Tshuva in Sifkatan Gimel, all the way in the beginning of our Sif. The Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu says the following: Ayin b'Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu shekasa de'ein isha nida rasha lahachzik ner b'yada kidei sheyishda bala tabak. So basically, it's usher to smoke, it's usher to do drugs, but at the end of the day, if a husband wants to smoke, in those days before they knew that it was usher, is the wife allowed to light for him a cigarette? So the halacha is that it is Osir. Very brilliant reason why. Why is it Osir? Because in Machshirin, heat is looked at as a chibur. V'rayim mishnah perakei de Machshirin, isha shay yodeh. That if a woman's hands were heated up when she's a nida, so then in such a case, that heat, if she comes in contact with something else, is considered a chibur. So heat creates a chibur. So the Yad Eliyahu is mechadesh, that heat would be considered a chibur between the husband and the wife, and therefore he asks it. So yesh la ayin, if the bed is still warm from one of their body heat, then yesh la ayin whether it would be mutter. But otherwise, if there isn't body heat, so then in such a case it would be permissible for husband and wife to share. V'haraya, back to our Taz. The Taz in Sifkatan Zayin says that a woman is allowed to sleep on her husband's sheets, but she's not allowed to sleep on the sheets of somebody else. Why? So here, the Taz concludes, because of a very strange chash. Now, religious scientists have been mefalpel about this chash, of whether it makes sense or not in terms of Metzius today, But at the end of the day, the fear is as follows, that there will be semen that's left over from the previous man, and the woman will become impregnated by the man's semen. Oh, okay, that's the chash. What about her husband's own semen if she's a nida? So that there's no chash. Comes along Ramesha in Evin Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin Aleph, that he says, heter number one. We're going to give a couple heterim that Moshe says. We see from here that when a woman is a nida, that there is no problem to take the semen of her husband and impregnate her with that semen. Why? Because we saw over here the chash is that she's only become pregnant from a foreign man. But from her own husband, we weren't concerned. This raised the ire of the Satmar Rav Zatzal, and the Minchas Yitzchak also wrote a tshuva about this, but Ramesha felt strongly, A, that this was mutter, and this heter of Moshe, you should know, is still used by doctors today. That was Chiddush number one. Ramesha then went a step further, and this didn't just raise the ire, this had the whole roof came down. Ramesha then suggested even more. Ramesha in Chelek Beis, Sifyud Aleph and Evin Ezer, then raises the following question. Wait a second. What happens if another man donates sperm to a couple where the husband has difficulty being able to produce sperm that would cause his wife to become pregnant? There are many reasons for infertility for both men and women. One of the amazing things in terms of infertility, correct me, Dr. Tzvi, that 20% of all cases of infertility are unexplained, which just reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. 40% are due to some type of infertility from the woman. 40% are from the men. When I was in the field 15 years ago with Machon Puah, that was the numbers that were given. This is one of the only things in medicine that I actually know, that 20% of all couples are unexplained fertility. And it's mamish to Yad Hashem. We don't know in 20% of the cases what's going on. But either way, however, whatever has happened, whatever the reason, al pi derech hateva, the couple has difficulty having children, and we know that it's from the 40% of the man, that it's from the man that they're having difficulty having children. So the Ramesha suggests that sperm donation would be mutter. Questions whom? So Ramesha actually seems to suggest in the tshuva that better it come from a goy. I'll explain in a moment why. Why? Why is it mutter? Says the Taz, what's the chash that she's going to sleep on someone else's sheet? The chash is Shema Yisa Achosa. Let's spell it out. Taz says we're afraid that she's going to become pregnant, and what's going to happen is everybody's going to think. Let's give them names. Mamisha Avram and Sarah is appropriate, right? Sarah becomes pregnant, and everybody thinks Mamisha the exact opposite. Everybody thinks that the baby came from Avram, but really it came from Reuven. Okay, so now Sarah, they have a child. Let's call the child Leah. So they call the child Leah. All right. Now Leah thinks she has a sister from Avram and Sarah. Let's say Avram ultimately and Sarah were able to have children. So she has what she thinks is a sister of Rachel from Avram. Turns out Rachel's not her sister.
From
Avram, her half sister, right? Okay, and she, Avram, then also not only that, Avram marries somebody else. Who does Avram marry? Avram marries
Rivka.
They have a child. Leah thinks that she's also a half sibling. Let's call him Yitzchak. She's also a half sibling, right? No. She and Yitzchak are entirely not related. They're not half. This is a half. In truth, Rachel is a half, and in truth, Yitzchak's not related to her at all. the man, Reuven, he's married to... He's married to... Oh, Rivka we already used. Give me a... He's married to Elisheva, okay? Reuven's married to Elisheva. They have a boy. The boy's name is David. David goes out with a date with Leah. Leah has no idea Leah's dating her brother. That says the Taz of the Chash. Shema Gisa Achosa. Okay? So that's the reason that it's going to be up here. Because what's going to happen is that Reuven, who is a source of the semen, he's going to have a son, David, who's going to be her brother from her real father. And there's a Chash of Shema Gisa Achosa. Okay? Says Ramesh the following deal. He says, oh, but the Chash of Shema Gisa Achosa. Does the Taz from the smack, is he concerned about Arias? Is he concerned that the child is a mamzer? Is Leah, in this case, a mamzer when she came from Reuven? Absolutely not. Rav Moshe claims that mamzerus requires a maisa's nus. Without a maisa's nus, you're not going to have mamzerus. Rav Shechter Shlita has a long article where he claims that's a machlokes rishonim. But in the Eretz HaTzvi. But at the end of the day, this is the raya that's brought, that Ramesha brings from the Taz. Therefore, what we used to do in Mechom Puah, I know of a case of where one of the giant postmen of the previous generation told, this is my only medicine I know, Klinefelter's syndrome, where the man was not capable of having a child. He went to one of the giants of the postkin of the previous generation, who's passed away in the last 10-15 years, and he told them that he could that they should use Rav Moshe's heter, and they got a sperm donation from a Gentile. That will solve the problem of Shema Yisa Achoso. That will solve the problem of Shema Yisa Achoso, because the goy is considered, has no chashivas here, that if it's Akum Aboy Abbas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Yisrael. There are again many poskim that are down upon this. I spoke with Rav Reuven Feinstein, who claims that his father never meant that this tshuva is halach lemaisa. So interestingly, Rav Reuven Feinstein Shlita holds very strongly that the heter is not a valid heter. But I do know of a particular case of where one of the giants of the previous generation, I'm talking about big stuff in the yeshivisha world, who said a poisek, not a Rosh Yeshiva, a poisek who said that they should use the heter of Moshe, and he told them never to tell anybody that their child is a product of this, because there'll be someone who'll come along and bima say lashon hara on the child, and that's the shoulders of a big poisek. You have to also not only have to think about the realities, what lashon hara somebody's going to say, v'chulei v'chulei v'chulei. Which is even why I'm not even telling you the name of the posek as well. Ara Yom Hazeh, this is a big diun in poskim, and this Taz is the most important Taz in terms of halachos of fertility treatments today. Obviously, I just gave you Ramesh's perspective how to read the Taz. There'll be others that will read the Taz differently, and this Be'ezer Hashem will be where we'll stop. We're going to pick up Emir Tzeh Hashem on time, Sester. We could turn off the recorders because we just need to make a judgment of when we're